NAVED TRUM 14193 Alpha, Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series, Module 21, Test Methods and Practices, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. Input impedance of the voltmeter should exceed the impedance of the circuit by a ratio of at least what? 10 to 1. 2. The average value of a DC waveform can vary from 63.6% of peak value for a rectified full sine wave to 1% of peak value for a triangular wave. 50%. 3. The Simpson 260 analog multimeter is capable of measuring both AC and DC voltages of up to how many volts? 5,000. 4. When performing measurements with any analog multimeter, remember that the most accurate readings are taken with the pointer at what location? Mid-scale. 5. What is defined as the apparent displacement of the position of an object because of the difference between two points of view? Parallax. 6. What are primarily designed for waveform observation and are typically less accurate than other pieces of test equipment used to measure DC voltages? Oscilloscopes. 7. Most analog voltmeters that use Darcenval meter movements in common use today are accurate to approximately 1% of full-scale reading, plus or minus 2%. 8. The digital multimeter, in most cases, provides an accuracy of at least 1%, plus or minus 0.1%. 9. In standard oscilloscopes, the vertical amplifier input impedance is generally greater than what, making it possible to measure voltages in high impedance circuits. 1 megohm. 10. Most commonly used oscilloscopes have a frequency response from DC up to what? 100 megahertz. 11. The upper frequency limitations of digital multimeters vary from 20 kilohertz to over what? 300 kilohertz. 12. What method of measuring AC voltage is the most accurate of the common measurement techniques? Differential voltmeter. 13. Most analog multimeters cannot be used for measuring AC current and are only accurate to within 1% on DC ranges, plus or minus 2%. 14. The Fluke 8000 Alpha digital multimeter is accurate to within plus or minus 0.3% when measuring DC current and 1% when measuring AC current, plus or minus 1%. 15. What is designed to indicate the presence of current and the relative magnitude of one source of current as compared to another? Current tracer. 16. Current probes can be divided into three basic types: passive, active, and what else? Hall effect. 17. Meggers produce the large voltages that are required to measure resistances as high as what? 10,000 megohms. 18. The Fluke 893 AC-DC differential voltmeter can be used for measuring extremely high resistances from 10 megohms to 106 megohms with a typical accuracy of what? Plus or minus 5%. 19. What is that property of a circuit that produces an electrostatic field when two conducting bodies separated by a dielectric material have a potential applied to them? Capacitance. 20. What is the basic measurement of capacitance? Farad. 21. What is the amount of current flow maintained at 1 ampere that passes a given point of a circuit in 1 second? Coulomb. 22. Capacitance measurements are usually accomplished by either a bridge type or what other type of capacitance meter? Reactance type. 23. What is the ratio of the energy dissipated to the energy stored in a capacitor? Dissipation factor. 24. What is the ability of a coil to function as a storehouse of energy in magnetic form and is determined by the shape and dimensions of the coil? Inductance. 25. The Heybridge is used for inductors with low losses, low D-dial reading or high Q, at what? 1 kHz. 26. What measures inductance by comparing it with a capacitance and, effectively, two resistances? Maxwell Bridge. Chapter 2. 1. In equipment that uses vacuum tubes, faulty tubes are responsible for more than 1% of all electronic equipment failures. 50. 2. If the average receiving vacuum tube is not overdriven or operated continuously at maximum rating, it can have a life of at least how many hours before the filament opens? 2,000. 3. Klystron tubes that remain inoperative for more than how many months may become gassy? 6. 4. How many hours or more of reduced voltage operation may be required for klystrons that have been inoperative for periods in excess of 6 months? 8. 5. When the TWT is installed, you can usually measure the collector current and voltage and check the power output for various inputs. Any deviation greater than 1% from normal specifications may be considered to be an indication of a defective tube. 10%. 6. Transistor circuits, other than pulse and power amplifier stages, are usually biased so that the emitter current is from 0.5 milliampere to 3 milliamperes, and the collector voltage is from 3 to how many volts? 15. 7. A back-to-forward resistance ratio on the order of what or greater should be obtained for the collector-to-base and emitter-to-base measurements. 100 to 1. 8. Many ohm meters are designed such that on the R times 1 range, how many milliamperes or more can flow through the electronic part under test? 100. 9. Ohm meter ranges that require a current of more than what in the test circuit are not to be used for testing transistors. 1 milliampere. 10. What should not be used to furnish power for transistor equipment because they have poor voltage regulation and, possibly, high ripple voltage? Battery eliminators. 11. What is created whenever two substances, solid or fluid, are rubbed together or separated? Static electricity. 12. An MOS field effect transistor, MOSFET, can be damaged by a static voltage potential of as little as how many volts? 35. 13. When moving an ESDS device or assembly, always touch with your bare skin the surface on which it rests for at least how long before picking it up? 1 second. 14. Transistors are capable of operating in excess of how many hours at maximum ratings without appreciable degradation? 30,000. 15. What is a three-element solid-state device in which the forward resistance can be controlled? SCR, Sierra Charlie Romeo. 16. What device is designed to switch from a blocking state to a conducting state for either polarity or applied voltages and with either positive or negative gate triggering? TRIAC. 17. What is a solid-state, three-terminal semiconductor that exhibits stable open-circuit negative resistance characteristics? Unijunction transistor, Uniform Juliet Tango. 18. What must never be used in testing MOSFETs? VTVM, Victor Tango Victor Mike. 19. What constitute an area of microelectronics in which many conventional electronic components are combined into high-density modules? Integrated circuits, India Charlies. 20. The most frequently used ICs are manufactured with either 14 or how many pins? 16. 21. What are spring-loaded devices that are designed to clip onto a dual inline package IC while the IC is mounted in its circuit? Logic clips. 22. What is designed to detect faulty in-circuit DIP ICs by comparing them with ICs that are known to be good, reference ICs? Logic comparator. 23. What can immediately identify whether a specific point in the circuit is low, high, open, or pulsing? Logic probes. 24. Some logic probes have a feature that detects and displays high-speed transient pulses as small as how many nanoseconds wide? 5. 25. What provides various functions that can assist you in maintenance, testing, and troubleshooting of equipment using digital circuitry? Logic analyzer. 26. Most logic analyzers have CRT displays that can monitor up to how many timing signals at the same time? 32. 27. A specific gravity reading between 1.275 and 1 indicates a full charge condition and assures you that the lead-acid type battery is in good condition. 1.300. 28. What series of battery testers incorporates a multi-range voltmeter, battery loading resistors, multiplier resistors, and a jack switching arrangement that connects the load resistors across the voltmeter for a total of 32 different voltmeter load resistor combinations? TS-183/U. 29. What are the two types of nickel-cadmium batteries? Vented and non-vented. 30. The voltage at the terminals of a NICAD will normally be between 1.25 and how many volts in an open circuit condition? 1.30. 31. What are used to attenuate RF signals in incremental steps? Decade attenuators. 32. The core of fiber is usually made of plastic, glass, or what else? Plastic-clad silica, Papa Charlie Sierra. 33. What type of fiber optic cores have high attenuation, 25 decibels per kilometer, require precision tools and connectors, and are extremely susceptible to mechanical damage? Glass. 34. What injects a short, intense laser pulse into the fiber and monitors reflections caused by breaks, inclusions, microcracks, and discontinuities? OTDR, Oscar Tango Delta Romeo. 35. What is used with an OTDR to provide visual evidence of fiber faults, connector and splice locations, and attenuation locations? Oscilloscope. 36. What measures the input versus the output of light in an optical fiber? Optical ohmmeter. 37. What is test equipment designed to evaluate the operational performance of a piece of equipment or printed circuit board? Automatic test equipment, Alpha Tango Echo. 38. What provides on-site screen testing and fault isolation of digital PCBs and modules? AN/USM-465. 39. What is a versatile troubleshooting tool used to statically test resistors, capacitors, inductors, diodes, transistors, multiple component circuits, and integrated circuits? Huntron Tracker 2000. 40. Testing components by what method is the most preferred method for troubleshooting? Comparison. Chapter 3. 1. What are impedance measuring instruments that determine the ratio of reactance to resistance of capacitors or inductors and resistors? Q-meters. 2. What are among the most accurate types of measuring devices used in the measurement of impedance? Bridges. 3. What are used in bridge circuits to control the application of operating power to the bridge and to complete the detector circuit? Switches. 4. What is recommended for the indicating device in bridges used for the measurement of very high resistances? Electronic multimeter. 5. Commercially manufactured Kelvin bridges have accuracies of approximately 1% for resistance ranges from 0.001 ohm to 25 ohms. 2%. 6. What is a commonly used type of bridge for the measurement of capacitors and dielectric losses? Shearing bridge. 7. What property of a capacitor is defined as the reciprocal of the dissipation factor, which is the ratio of the capacitor's dielectric constant to its conductivity at a given frequency? Q. 8. What type of bridge is used for the measurement of inductance and the Q of the inductor? Hey. 9. A typical range of values that can be measured with the Hey bridge is from 1 microhenry to 100 henries. The accuracy of the measurements made with this bridge is about what percent? 2%. 10. What type of bridge is used for the measurement of inductance and inductive Q but can measure higher ranges than the Hey bridge? Maxwell. 11. Typical commercial impedance angle meters operating at 2 MHz are accurate to within 1% for impedances of from 10 to 500 ohms. 4%. 12. What is used to determine the ratio of power changes or to indicate the power level in a circuit with respect to either zero or a standard reference level? Decibel. 13. What meters are useful for making measurements where direct indication in decibels is desired? Decibel meter. 14. What is used to measure power taken from AC or DC power sources? Electrodynamic watt meter. 15. The maximum current range of electrodynamic watt meters is normally restricted to about how many amperes? 20. 16. Watt meters used as laboratory standards have an accuracy of 0.1%. High-grade portable watt meters, an accuracy of 0.2% to 0.25%, and high-grade switchboard watt meters, an accuracy of what percent of full-scale value? 1%. 17. Iron core watt meters are primarily used as what instruments and employ the induction principle? Switchboard. 18. What are used for direct, small power measurements or for power measurements at frequencies beyond the range of electrodynamometer type instruments? Electronic watt meters. 19. The frequency range of the electronic watt meter can be extended up to how many megahertz by using pentodes instead of triode tubes? 20. 20. What can be used in a bridge circuit so that small resistance changes can be easily detected and power measurement can be accomplished by the substitution method? Bolometer. 21. An air-mounted bolometer provides a power sensitivity how many or more times greater than that provided by static calorimetric devices? 100. 22. Typical dimensions of a thermistor bead used for microwave measurements are 0.015 inch along its major axis and what size along its minor axis? 0.010 inch. 23. What is the standard power meter used in the Navy that is an automatic self-balancing instrument employing dual bridge circuits? Hewlett-Packard 431 Charlie. 24. What are the most accurate of all instruments for measuring high power? Calorimeters. 25. Power measurement with true calorimeter methods is based solely on temperature, mass, and what else? Time. 26. Calorimeters are classified as static, non-flow, and what other types? Circulating, flow. 27. What is the most common type of static calorimeter? Adiabatic. 28. What provides a method of using two calorimetric bodies thermally shielded against ambient temperature variations and improve sensitivity? Twin calorimeter. 29. What frequency standard maintained by the U.S. National Bureau of Standards has long-term stability and an accuracy of 1 part in 10 to 12 using an atomic clock? Primary. 30. What is generally used in conjunction with the measurement of the rotational speed of a teletypewriter or facsimile motor? Tuning fork. 31. Stroboscopes generally have a high and low range switch. The typical low range is from 600 to 3600 RPM, and the upper range is from 3600 to how many RPM? 15,000. 32. The most common instruments available for the measurement of audio frequencies are oscilloscopes and what else? Frequency counters. 33. Radio frequency measurements are primarily made with what? Frequency counters. 34. Most oscilloscopes are limited in use to approximately what frequency? 100 megahertz. 35. Frequency meters are capable of measuring frequencies in the range of 1 to how many gigahertz? 40. 36. What are calibrated resonant circuits used to measure frequency? Wave meters. 37. The three basic kinds of wave meters include the following: absorption, reaction, and what other type? Transmission. Chapter 4. 1. What is the ratio of the maximum voltage or current to the minimum voltage or current at any point along a transmission line? Standing wave ratio, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. 2. What method permits measurement of the standing wave ratio without actually measuring the standing waves? Bridge. 3. The Hewlett-Packard Model 415 Echo SWR meter is designed to be operated at a mean center frequency of what? 1000 Hz. 4. What property of insulating material is probably the manufacturer's most important consideration and is the primary factor that affects the size of the coaxial cable? Dielectric constant, kilo. 5. What occurs when two or more frequencies become mixed across a nonlinear device? Intermodulation distortion. 6. What occurs when a signal from an adjacent channel crosses over into a second channel and modulates the frequency of the second channel? Cross-modulation. 7. What occurs when a regenerative feedback is sufficient to cause a circuit to oscillate even though it is not designed to oscillate? Parasitic generation. Chapter 5. 1. What is a term used by technicians and engineers alike that generally signifies dissatisfaction with the shape of the wave processed by an amplifier? Distortion. 2. Attaining 100% amplitude modulation of an RF carrier with a sine wave requires a modulating power equal to what amount of the RF carrier power? Half. 3. An increase in the power output of an AM transmitter is indicated by an increase in what? Antenna current. 4. What is widely used as an amplitude modulation monitor and measuring instrument? Oscilloscope. 5. What are the two types of modulation patterns provided by the oscilloscope depending upon the hookup used? Wave envelope and trapezoidal. 6. What type of modulation is a form of amplitude modulation in which only one sideband is transmitted with a suppressed carrier? Single sideband. 7. Deviation in frequency is usually expressed in what? Kilohertz. 8. Typical accuracies for a modulation analyzer are within what percent? Plus or minus 1%. 9. What is an analysis of a complex waveform prepared in terms of a graphic plot of the amplitude versus frequency known as? Spectrum analysis. 10. What three axes of degree are important when considering varying frequency? Amplitude, time, and frequency. 11. Present-day spectrum analyzers can measure segments of the frequency spectra from 0 Hz to as high as what when used with waveguide mixers? 300 GHz. 12. Complex waveforms are divided into what two groups? Periodic and non-periodic. 13. The modulation energy in an amplitude-modulated wave is contained entirely within the what? Sidebands. 14. The amount by which the frequency departs from the average is controlled by the amplitude of the modulating signal. What is this variation referred to as? Frequency deviation. 15. What is used to pulse modulate the constant frequency RF carrier to produce the pulse radar output? Rectangular wave. 16. What is the term for distinguishing a signal from other signals near it? Resolving. 17. Modern spectrum analyzers have been refined to the degree that IF bandwidths are less than what? 1 Hz. 18. What is a testing and measurement technique that has found increasing usefulness in testing transmission lines, both metallic and fiber optic, cables, strip lines, connectors, and other wideband systems or components? Time domain reflectometry. 19. What is the ratio between the minimum and maximum SWR values is then taken as the system? Figure of merit. 20. What testing is used to determine the bandwidth, alignment, frequency response, impedance matching, and attenuation in various circuits, systems, and components? Swept frequency. 21. What is basically a sweep generator in which the sweep rate is matched to that of the spectrum analyzer? Tracking generator. 22. Circuit impedance is measured conveniently by using what principle? Reflectometer. 23. What is one of the more common and useful applications for using the swept frequency technique? Antenna system testing. 24. The measured VSWR within the operating frequency range of any broadband antenna should not exceed a VSWR of what? 2.5 to 1. 25. The VSWR for any single-tuned antenna should not exceed what at the tuned frequency? 1.5 to 1. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.